This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures that received new backing following protests of George Floyd's killing, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The laws would ban police chokeholds, make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason, and set up special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of people during and following encounters with police officers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning people in Britain not to attend Black Lives Matter demonstrations this weekend, adding that anyone attacking public property would face the full force of the law. He is quoted as saying that you should not have a situation in which people who are protesting for a one-on-one basis are attacking the police or public property. And he says that he's afraid of what's happening with these demonstrations is that a tiny minority, a growing minority, unfortunately, have hijacked them. It comes after anti-racism protesters marched through central London and observed a two-minute silence in Hyde Park during a Black Lives Matter protest Friday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Friday that police dashcam video of the forceful arrest of a Canadian Aboriginal chief raises questions about the Royal Canadian Mounted Police's use of force. He is demanding answers after he viewed the newly released dashcam video. In the video from March 10th, Chief Alan Adam of the Athabasca Chippewyan First Nation accuses an officer of harassing him. About 7 minutes into the video, an officer does tackle him and throw him to the ground. An officer then punches Adam in the face. This is VOA News. More than 425,000 people have died globally from COVID-19 in the United States. The figure approaches 115,000. The number of global infections has surpassed 7.6 million, with more than 2 million in the United States. As Americans try to return to some semblance of normal life amid the coronavirus pandemic, health officials have released long-awaited guidance for minimizing everyday risk. The tips include using hotel stairs, not elevators, sanitizer at ATMs, bringing your own food and drinks to cookouts. It is the first time the CDC has offered specific advice on such activities, what it calls common sense suggestions. Infectious diseases chief Jay Butler with an AP analysis showing cases rising at nearly half the states that have started reopening. The CDC is still recommending people wear masks, especially if they cannot stay 6 feet from others. Notably, it does not address precautions for attending church or dating or sex. Daily coronavirus hospitalizations in the U.S. state of Texas have reached a new high for a third time in 4 days as state officials continue to loosen restrictions on public activities. Health officials said Friday that 2,166 patients were in Texas hospitals with COVID-19, the illness caused by the virus, and that is 13 more than the previous high reached Wednesday. 19 more COVID-19 deaths also were reported Friday, bringing the state's overall toll to 1,939. Officials had almost 2,100 new coronavirus infections, and it brings the state's total to 83,680 by the end of counting. The actual numbers likely higher because many people have not been tested. The key to stopping the next pandemic may be an mosquito spit. In a lab outside Cambodia's capital, they are running tests by first dissecting mosquitoes to extract their saliva. Then they're taking that saliva protein they hope to build a universal vaccine. Instead of searching for a vaccine for malaria, they're now searching for proteins against all mosquito-borne pathogens. The idea is to train the body's immune system to recognize the saliva proteins and mount a response that would weaken or prevent an infection. This study is led by U.S. infectious diseases researcher Jessica Manning. With her team in Cambodia, malaria alone kills more than 400,000 people a year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.